With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to That Was Interesting. Me, Craig Lambard, all the way from Amsterdam. Hand clap.
Oh, Matt. I hate it here. It is a hellhole.
Hello and welcome to That Was Interesting Me, Craig Lambard. Hand clap.
Clap.
Nice one. Thank you. We have just been to Amsterdam. It's me and Mr. Shaw of me at the moment. Hey, mate.
Hello, my friend.
How are you?
I'm good. I am renovated from Amsterdam.
Recovered?
Yes.
Yeah?
That's the one. I feel fresh as some day-old pants.
I thought you were going to say daisies.
Nope.
Not daisies, day-old pants.
Day-old pants.
Fair enough, I'll let you have that one. So, we went to Amsterdam, we went to four days.
We went for 3 days.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, all right, so I forgot some of that.
Well, I mean, yeah, some days.
Three nights and 4 days.
That's the one, my son.
Well, anyway, as I promised, because I did put a little status out on Facebook, we did record some stuff whilst we were out there.
Yes, we certainly did.
And it was good. We had some good stuff.
Yeah, we've come up with a lot more material than I thought we would. We got some interesting things that we managed to capture via audio.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
I think it gave me a few good ideas of stuff to come out in the future.
Yes.
Which is really good.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. But as every week, I don't even need to really say it, it's game time.
Damn right, it's game time.
But we're not going to play a game.
We're not going to play a game.
No.
Well, who's going to play the game?
Well, it's actually going to be us.
What?
But in the past.
Well, like any good podcast, it's game time.
Oh, shit. Woo, yay.
What you're meant to say is Amsterdam game time.
Amsterdam game time.
So, the game today is Bean Boozled.
Bean Feast.
I want a feast. I want a bean feast.
Feast.
So how this works is there's a spinning dial. You spin a dial, it lands on a coloured jelly bean. You then have to pick that jelly bean. But the catch is one of these jelly beans, or each colour, has two flavours. So one of the flavours or colours is green, and the options are lawn clippings or lime. Very nice, eh? Very nice. I feel like I'm a game show host with this microphone. We're about to play Bean Boozled. Step on up. Step on up, Matthew Shaw. Say hello to the folks, Matthew.
I'm the Sweet and Sour Company.
Hi, Craig.
How are you today?
Good. I've been itching to get on the show.
Have you? We've been looking forward to seeing you. You're the first one to step up today. You ready to spin?
Super excited. Thanks for having me here.
Yes.
Anyway, are you ready to spin, Matthew?
I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead and spin.
Stop.
What colour has it landed on?
It's landed on orange.
Okay, so if you go and find an orange, I'm going to tell the folks at home what flavours that could be.
Yeah, Cindy, go!
So, an orange one could be peach
or sick
or vomit. What it tasted like? What does it taste like? Well, you've already spat it out.
That tastes like vomit.
Okay, next on Bean Boozled. Who wants to step up to the plate? Hello, Shu. Welcome to the game show. How are you today?
I'm all right.
Are you excited about eating some beans?
Yeah.
You sound it. Spin that wheel.
Spin that.
Are you ready to pick that bean? What colour we got?
Orange.
Orange. There isn't an orange, to be honest.
There isn't?
No, it's white with yellow dots.
If I mean the colour behind it, sorry.
Oh, no, that's just a colour. That's just a colour. So the bean is the white and orange, which is popcorn or rotten egg.
Oh, God, I had one. It did not taste good.
Is that one?
Yeah, that's the one, brother.
Oh, no.
What's it taste like?
Oh, no, yeah, it's egg.
As soon as I put mine in my mouth, I actually thought I was sick in my mouth.
Does it actually taste like sick?
It tastes like sick.
Well, I'm glad you guys are having such a fun time. Okay, next up on the plate, we've got Basra. How are you today, friend?
I'm very good, thank you.
Are you ready to spin that wheel?
I am, if Matt can move his fingers.
And where are you today, Basra?
I'm in prison.
What colour did he get, Matt?
Got an orange.
Oh, that's orange. That's peach or vomit. How you feel about that?
Anxious.
Anxious. That's a great word. Great word, anxious.
Give me a few seconds to think of it. Okay, here we go. Is it sick or peaches?
Yeah. Looks like you're struggling to work out what it is.
I think it's sick, but it's not that bad.
Oh, really?
Really?
I'm the first person to do so.
You're not the first person in prison to swallow. I'll do it. Sorry,
that was definitely sick.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it so much. Rodriguez, how are you today?
Hello.
Is that what we're getting out of you?
Yeah.
What colour did you land on, Matt?
It
looks like a blue to me.
No, it's orange and red.
Oh, you can vomit, mate.
What, orange and red? What the? No, orange. Is that orange? What is it? Vomit or peach?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Is it really bad vomit?
No, it's lovely.
It's really nice.
I ate it.
I've
eaten
it. Peach.
Oh, it's a peach. It's a fucking peach. Okay, Phil, step up the plate. How are you today?
Okay, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling lucky. Shit, what is it? No.
Tutti Frutti or Smenky? Smelly socks.
I had smelly socks already.
Did you enjoy it last time?
Oh, this is going to go so badly.
It's the,
okay, you're a mistake.
Yeah, this is it. Okay.
Tension's killing me.
Oh, no, socks. Oh. That was an instant hit of horribleness.
Instant.
Like, when it came in one
good,
quick wave. Oh, that was...
Okay, I think it's only fair that Mr. Rowden goes next.
I don't want to do it. Everyone's had bad ones.
Spin the wheel.
Apart from Rodriguez, who had a tasty one.
I had some
peas. What colour did you get?
Is that green or yellow?
It's on the purple.
White
and
yellow.
White and yellow.
So that's popcorn or rotten eggs?
Oh, shit.
Excited about that one?
I like eggs, so it should be all right.
Yeah, but do you like rotten eggs?
I've never eaten rotten eggs before.
Well, you're about to.
So shit.
Are you ready, mate?
Is it that bad?
They're pretty accurate.
Yeah, that looks like it.
Can't taste anything.
But nothing at all.
Tastes spicy.
What do you mean it's spicy?
Do you like it spicy?
Do you like it spicy? Oh, hang on.
There we go. There we go.
Is it eggs?
Eggs. That's fucking gross.
Are you drinking water? How are you feeling?
Not good.
This game is dangerous.
I don't like this game.
Right, who hasn't done
one? Sean. Sean's.
So fucking
long. I know it. Okay then, next on the plate. I don't know where's a plate.
I do not know either.
Anyway, so Sean, you're next. Spin the wheel, mate.
Hello, sir. Hello. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Is
it at first? Yeah. Oh,
no. Which one was it?
This one.
purple one. I think baby it's wipes. That one.
The white one. So that's
the yellow one.
No, it's white. This is that good. Purely white?
No, it's a bit yellow.
You want the pure white one? That's baby wipes or coconut.
It's not baby wipes, is it? It's on this yellow one.
Yeah, but we've done that a few times. Okay, yeah. Give him the other one.
What's this, baby wipes or coconut?
Exactly right.
I quite like baby wipes.
Sorry? I quite like baby wipes.
Oh, it's baby wipes. That was
a pretty quick reaction.
How do you feel, mate?
It's baby wipes.
Say some words.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Oh, that's priceless. Okay, well, I suppose it's only fair that I do one. Right, ready? Spin, 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 spin.
Directly in the middle between green and blue, which means you're going to do both.
Oh, fuck.
So in between green and blue, we have the flavours of, if you'd like to chew those, Craig. We're going to have either long clippings or with lime or toothpaste with berry blue, which out of all of them do not seem that bad. And I would love personally to have some long clippings to have a little chew on.
So do I have them both at exactly the same time?
I can do them one by one. Yeah, draw it out.
It's going to be projectile.
So okay, so which one should I do first?
Do a handful.
Let's do green or blue, ladies and gentlemen. Green or blue?
Green. I'm going to say green.
So we're going for lime or actually lawn clippings.
Okay, here we go.
And you have to keep eating them until you get a horrible one.
Tastes like grass.
Is it that bad?
That's quite nice.
Not that bad after dog biscuits.
It's probably better than dog biscuits. It may even complement dog biscuits. Right, next one. Next toothpaste. One. Toothpaste or what?
Toothpaste or berry blue.
Berry blue. Blue is my favourite flavour.
He is enjoying all of them. Ooh, sick.
Mm. Oh, it's toothpaste.
It's toothpaste?
Oh, yeah.
One. How's that one?
Again, very nice.
I think the only thing that is fair, seeing as one of them does taste like either chocolate pudding or canned dog food, I feel like it's only fair if Craig tries one of those as well.
I think so. Yeah, this is the one that confused me.
What do you mean it confused you?
Because I ate it and I wasn't sure if it was either chocolate pudding or dog food.
Well, do you like both?
I can't say I've ever eaten dog food.
Maybe I have, it's quite nice. Go on then, hook me up.
Beef jelly.
Ready?
Oh, this means this is the bad dog food.
Chocolate.
No!
Keep
doing chocolate ones until they turn into dog food, yes.
Why am I? Why?
Because you're the host.
You can't not have a bad one.
Grass cuttings and toothpaste.
Yeah, but they're not dog food.
They ain't dog food. All right, let's get this dog food down. Chocolate.
Truly, he is blessed by our Lord, and he shall not be touched apart from just one more chocolate jelly bean, my good sir.
Counted all the chocolate ones out of the box.
There are a few in there.
Dog food left.
Oh, I can't believe. Unless you just really like dog food, it tastes like chocolate.
It definitely tastes like chocolate.
I dip my chocolate in my dog food. Okay. Nice.
Richard, you come out with the best one-liners.
Right, and let's get this out of the way.
God, was it a good
dog
one?
Food.
It's dog food.
Yeah!
Enjoying
easy.
It.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like gravy.
It tastes like gravy.
Yeah. Gravy's great. That's how I knew.
It's kind of nice.
No, it's not.
I like it.
You like gravy. I'm a big fan of gravy.
Said Stuart with no head.
What did you say?
Eat another one if you like it that much.
No, I ain't another one.
Oh, right. God, your breath does stink of dog.
Oh, that's horrible.
You
gotta shit like a dog.
Oh, I
can
smell
toothpaste. It. Toothpaste. Put the toothpaste jelly bean.
All right, let's have a toothpaste one.
Tomorrow morning, you're gonna be like, what the fuck did I do?
Oh my face tastes like ass.
That's actually toothpaste. It's toothpaste.
Brilliant.
Okay, so did we enjoy that game?
Yeah,
I think I did.
Entertaining, very entertaining.
I don't think Sean did. Sean was looking pretty ill.
Rodriguez, what do you think?
Yep.
Basra.
I ate vomit and liked it.
All right, Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Stu, what do you think? Sean, do you want another go?
Enjoyable. No. I'm all right.
You sure you don't want another go?
It's still in my hand. I can't get rid of it. Someone please take it from me.
Nobody take it from him.
It's haunting me.
Put it on the floor.
Right.
What mirth we had then.
Sorry, what now?
What mirth we had then, said Christ unto the sheep.
So yeah, that was Bean Boozled.
It was a good game, that was.
It was good, wasn't it?
That was a really good game.
I can almost guarantee you right now, we haven't seen the last of it.
No, not at all. I mean, the highlights for me, I think Basra, the fact that he got vomit but quite liked it.
Yeah.
That was never quite realised how weird Michael Basra was like that.
Yeah.
Also, Sean's face.
Sean's face, I honestly, I was saying this when we were listening to it a minute ago, like, I wish we could have documented his face. It was just, he was just so, it was baby wipes, it wasn't the worst one.
No, it just wasn't the worst one at all. And also, I feel like the way that he looked, it kind of ended up being like somebody had killed his puppy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was devastated.
It was awful. I can't do it. No. Typical Brummy.
Typical Brummy.
And of course, who could forget your stinky ass breath after the chocolate fondue fest?
Yeah, we didn't actually, after we stopped recording, wasn't it?
Your breath stank of Oxo cubes.
Yeah.
It was not a good smell.
Yeah. And like it was I think I just want to point out now how lucky I was. How many good ones I had before I got
you got
a bad
loads
one.
Of good ones. Yeah. Also, getting lawn clippings and toothpaste is not... You put toothpaste in your mouth anyway.
Yeah, that one I'm not sure about because it
surely
is...
Surely that one should be like urinal cake or something.
Yeah. Wild. This is what you're looking at?
Just looking at a map. We're going to decide what we're going to do today. I quite like to go to the Van Gogh Museum. Very nice. Very nice there. I also want to go to Vondel Park. Because that's supposed to be beautiful, along with the flower gardens, I think.
Very nice.
Yes,
it flowers.
Is. Yeah, yeah. Flowers, plants, things like that. And then I believe we're going to go see some music tonight.
What are we going to see? What type of music?
We're going to see some jazz. We're also thinking about going to see some improv.
Improv?
Yeah, it's like a jam night. Musicians will get up. It's kind of open mic night. Jam night.
Good. So you've just heard a little clip of me and Matt. Actually, it was whilst we were having breakfast. I think we were just looking at a map.
Oh, that was in the hostel's banquet area, wasn't it?
It was in the banquet area. Yeah, but I think was it Stuart's idea to go and see some jazz originally.
Stu's and Sean's.
Yeah,
I thought.
But yeah, you guys decided it would be a great idea to go see some jazz, and I was like. I was all up for that.
Improv jazz. Well, it was less improv jazz and more like learn to play jazz. Because we ended up going to a lesson, didn't we?
Yeah, pretty much.
Didn't record the lesson, which would have probably been kind of good in hindsight.
Yes.
But there was one woman who was particularly bad, wasn't there? Do you remember her?
Which one?
She went up by herself. She was playing saxophone. And she was... conking a lot.
Yeah. Her. She got slated, but because there was like a guy there who was basically like a tutor or something, wasn't
yeah.
it? And he just he'd stop them every now and then and say, "Well, I don't know what he was saying."
Yeah, something Dutch.
But like it was kind of like no, not like that. And every now and then he'd get up and pick up his double bass and be like, "Boom, boom, boom, boom," and play the same tune for whomever. Doesn't matter who it was.
Yeah, it would always be the same one.
That was his best one. I think he was actually a student as well.
Yeah.
He just learned to play one thing.
No, exactly.
And there was also another... God, there was that the older guy and the older lady who went up. And that must have lasted for about... That was like a 10-minute Yoko song, wasn't it?
Yes, it was...
Draining.
Like, the piano was amazing. Sounded really nice and lovely. But, like, her singing was like Yoko, yeah. It was like...
Can you do a rendition of it, Craig?
Like, this is not rehearsed. This is just off, you know, what I can remember of it. But it was along the lines of... and so on.
It like was that. It was pretty much exactly like that.
Yeah.
Although I think there was she it was kind of spoken word as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. She was doing a lot of speaking, and then every now and then it would be like, yeah, and then yeah. But it was really good.
It was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, but there was definite stage of it, especially near the end. It was a bit too much for me.
You're on another planet.
I was like, I just felt somewhere else, and I think like, maybe I was enjoying it. Maybe I got really into it, but I wasn't sure.
It was quite long. Also, I had Richard Rowden next to me, who was just, you know, when you're in the back of assembly in school and you're laughing at something and you're trying to hold it in, but you can't help yourself.
Yeah.
He's trying to do this, and every so often, all I can hear is, huh. And I have to like give him a really stern look to tell him to shut up, yeah. Because otherwise he's going to make me fucking laugh.
Because I got up at one point. I had to get up and I...
Oh, is that why you got up?
Yeah, because he kept laughing. Like, every now and then all I've heard was a little bit of... Yeah. And that, and it's just like him trying to hold it in with his lips and just... But yeah, I got up and went outside for a minute just because I was like, I can't sit here anymore because I'm going to piss myself.
It's so good to just go to some quite, you know, like educational class jazz, yeah. To go and then just go...
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, that's what the saxophone lady sounded a bit like. See, I think one of my highlights was when we were in the Van Gogh Museum.
Yeah, the museum.
And we sounded like such Luddites then. Craig was absorbed by all the paintings. We all had a very nice culture day. We all sort of looked around. We all found our favourite paintings. And every so often we'd walk around. We'd turn back and we'd see that Craig got stuck in one of the paintings.
Yeah, I kept doing that.
He was looking at it and he just couldn't take his eyes out of it. And we'd go up to him, try and take him out of it, but he couldn't do it. And then, fortunately, this one of the attendants, one of the staff there, she came along. She's an American lady, and she actually started to talk to Craig about the art. And she asked him, you know, what's your favourite bit? Why did you like it? And they actually had a really nice conversation, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you catch her name?
Deirdre.
Must have been.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Okay, then, Matt, do you would like to tell everybody where we are?
We are in the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam. I think that's Van Gogh, actually.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I think it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard that somewhere.
Van Gogh.
So Matt, what is it?
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh. Van Gogh. Gogh. Anyway, we're at the Billy Madison Museum.
What are we going to be looking at?
Art.
Going to check out some art.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Look at that. Such a cool photograph. Some really, really good filter on it. Do you reckon?
Looks like sort of cream you could just dip
in. You could dip your finger in that paint.
It certainly does look like cream, don't it? So nice. What's that bit across the side there?
It just goes shoo. It's like a line shoo, straight through the horizon. Shoo.
It sure is pretty, isn't it? It's so pretty. And this piece is called Gebelegi Acres. It's Plowfields, the Furrows by Vincent van Gogh.
It's so pretty.
Which is part of his style.
Okay, so we've just come out of the Van Gogh Museum, and Matt and Phil are currently having a very intellectual conversation.
Intellectual
conversation about it. So, Mr. Shaw, what's your take on the whole deal.
Me and Phil were talking about how, Phil basically said he thought Van Gogh was an overrated artist.
A little bit,
which I kind of agree with. And would he have ever been successful if he wasn't mentally unstable?
And what do you think about that?
That's what I think. He just said what I think, basically.
Yeah, but what, all right, make it your own.
I've just, you know, recently went to a different exhibition of a different artist. I'm not going to name any names and, you know, cause any controversy between different, you know, oil painting artists. But I think,
Why though? Why? What is it in particular that you didn't like
about
it?
There are certain paintings of his that I look at and I'm like, Craig could have painted that.
I could say that as a compliment, but carry on.
And yes, that's his style of artistry. But when you read all of the letters and the kind of the descriptions that go with the paintings, a lot of them are talking about his struggle to keep up with the rest of kind of French mainstream art in the late 1890s. And he was always trying to chase that dream, but failing.
Well, I'm not going to lie, I switched off a little bit, but I'm really impressed how much you actually know and took in. Really good. Matt, how about you? What did you think?
Feel hungry.
You feel hungry? Yeah? How about Mr. Rowland?
My mouth's too dry, I can't talk, so...
Well,
what is
talking.
That?
Yeah, why? What have you been up to?
I was really thirsty.
Oh, good. Good. Any final...
What do you think of it, Craig? You haven't given it...
Oh, what do I think?
Yeah, like, you seem pretty enthralled.
There are... Like, the thing with his work I always like is the fact that it's really kind of... Well, it's painted, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's not pencil, it's not crayons, felt tips, none of that stuff. It's paint.
Did you see what kind of paint it was?
It depends on the picture, but sometimes it was white ones, yellow paints, black paints, grey paints, orange paints, all sorts of paints.
All ingredients.
Yeah. It was okay.
Yeah, there we go.
€17.
That wasn't, €17. Mm. Bargain.
Pretty overpriced.
Four out of seven. Wow.
5 out of 7.
Nah, that's a bit high.
5.2.
That's full marks.
Anyway, right now Stuart and Bazara have gone into a sex exhibition.
Oh, have they went in?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that was interesting to take on the Van Gogh Museum.
So you loved that Van Gogh Museum, didn't you?
I absolutely loved it. It's the second time I've been to it.
Same here.
The first time I think I didn't enjoy it as much. I did enjoy it. It was really good. But, like, I don't know. I think I had a good lunch before we went in.
Yes. I had an incredible lunch. We found this really nice bakery.
Yeah.
Had some creme pat, lovely pastry. Had a banana cake. Banana cake sort of set me up for the day. That was really good. It's very nice, light, airy. It was really delicious.
I enjoyed the banana cake.
What were we talking about?
Paintings. Van Gogh.
Ah.
Yeah.
Banana cake.
There was the clip, the first clip when I was talking to that attendant.
Mm. What was her name again?
Barbara.
Poor old Deirdre.
But it was honestly really good.
It was a lot of fun, wasn't it? It was really nice walking around. It was nice to do something super cultural as a little gang.
Yeah. I was honestly thought we were going to get bored and just kind of like, yeah, let's leave now. But we did the whole thing.
We were there for about 2 hours.
Yeah. Did the whole... Really?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. It was good. We filled our minds with culturalism and postcards.
And postcards, yeah. But the sunflower wasn't there.
No, but they did have a picture of the sunflower.
Yes.
A poster of the sunflower, which everyone was... But the thing is, the sunflower wasn't my favourite painting anyway.
No. I like the... I'll tell you what my favourite one is. I have one. It was the one that he did at the end when he was in the mental asylum.
Yeah, those ones were really good, weren't they? They were kind of... they were palpable.
Sorry?
They were palpable.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, like orange juice.
No, that's palpable. Never from concentrate.
Yeah.
Or just... Craig can't concentrate.
I can't concentrate. What was this talking about?
Banana bread. So another idea that we had in Amsterdam was that we would try and get some sponsorship.
Yeah, we did, yeah. And we found one, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
From Albert Hanging.
Yeah, well, oh, no spoilers. Let's hand it straight over to you and Stuart in the past.
Take it away, girls.
Oh, we can do adverts for things we see around as well. Oh, I didn't see you there. You caught me in the middle of eating some nuts. These are delicious, Stuart. Why, where are these nuts from?
These nuts are sponsored by Albert Hageney.
They good for any occasion, especially bar mitzvahs, friends, families, funerals, and nut parties.
What kind of nuts do you have in your mix?
I seen pistachios. I got almonds. I got pecans. I think that bit there is a toenail.
Yeah, there's a toenail.
Pick up your special offer pack today at all good Albert Hayen stores.
No to mix met pistachio gebacken.
So yeah, it's been really nice to finally get that sponsor we've been really, really looking for.
They're a high-class sponsor as well. We've done really well to get them.
Yeah, yeah. When they gave us that call, I was like, really? I thought it was a joke.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah.
They were super serious. Well, I think they heard the podcast and they were like, these guys, they understand nuts.
They understand nuts. They understand really
nuts.
Do.
They really like nuts.
One would say maybe one or two of them are nuts who, you know.
Who can say?
Mm.
Who would even be could be bothered?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
To say.
So we played a few games when we were away.
We played a ton of games.
We played tons. And we did lots of things.
We did a lot of games.
But one of my favourite things we did, and it's one of my favourite things we did because we started doing it, but we got so tired.
Those some good inverted commas you got there.
that we never finished it. But this is.
I got so tired on that whole
thing. Yeah, we got really tired.
We did a lot of walking.
We did. A lot of walking.
Surprised that coffee didn't just perk us right up.
I know. It's weird that, actually, because we spent the whole time in coffee shops drinking all that coffee.
I had so much coffee. I don't drink coffee, and I had coffee.
Yeah.
I have no kidneys left.
Yeah.
Because of all the coffee.
Explain what we're doing right now.
Is it recording now?
Yeah, you're meant to be explaining what we're doing.
Okay, so we're going to play a game tonight, and we got all these people's names in a hat, and then one of us is going to pick it out, and then we're going to interview them.
So we're here. I am Matt, and I'm going to be interviewing Craig about his trip in Amsterdam.
What?
Hello, Craig.
Hello, hello. What are you going to be interviewing me about?
I'm going to be asking you some questions just about your time here in Amsterdam. Do you mind if I start?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Cool, brilliant. So with the release of your newest album, Free Men and Someone Else's Baby, how have you been dealing with the fame whilst out in Amsterdam?
Most of the time I've had to wear sunglasses. I've got a big fluffy hood that I kind of put up to kind of cover my face a little bit. But it hasn't been too bad. It's, yeah.
Would you say you wear your sunglasses at night?
I have to, just to kind of really hold that, or hide that identity. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. With the recent kind of crisis in Syria, what's your opinion?
Whatever Donald Trump says, I bet.
I love Donald Trump. Whatever he says goes.
I do not appreciate Donald Trump. I don't think he really knows what he's talking about. I feel that I'm getting heckled by Rich quite a bit. But yeah, I say go pro refugees. Let's sort that out.
Okay. Cool. A bit of a pressing matter. How much do you pay for 2 pints of milk?
2 pints of milk is normally about £1.65.
What is at the east end of the Piccadilly line?
I don't know.
I believe it's Upminster.
No, that's the district line.
Cockfosters.
Cockfosters,
that's correct, yeah. Okay, last question.
Yes, last question.
Last question. What has been your favourite meal?
My favourite meal so far has been my... I didn't just cut that off on purpose. Like, I honestly don't know what happened. It just stopped recording. So we will never know what I said because I don't think I can remember.
I've got a question for you though, Craig.
Yes.
What was your favourite meal?
My favourite meal probably wasn't my meal.
Explain. What do you mean?
My favourite meal...
Was somebody else's meal?
Was one of your meals.
What am I? Oh, I know which meal you're talking about. Yeah,
I think you should tell us chips. About... No, not that one. Oh. Although...
We ate a lot of chips.
Yeah.
And churros.
Churros. And waffles. I had a waffle.
You have a waffle?
Yeah.
I didn't have a waffle.
It was covered in
caramel. Had some churros, though.
Lots of churros. But no, it was one of your meals.
Right, so we had breakfast every day in our hostel, right?
Yes.
And mostly people got... Full English.
Yeah, I had full English. I had an American breakfast, which is basically the same, but without black pudding.
Without the good bits.
Yeah.
And you had like a continental one as well? A Dutch one? Dutch continental
yeah,
breakfast?
Yeah, I had a Dutch one. Yeah, it was
cheese and egg actually, and ham on toast or something.
It was bread. It was bread with ham on it, cheese, and then a fried egg.
Fried egg, but three slices, though.
Yeah.
And then this weird like Polish salad on the side.
Yeah.
My favourite was also Basra's. Breakfast. He had the same fucking omelette every single day, and it was always the longest to cook.
Yeah,
just would not learn order it every day, and we'd be in that fucking hostel for about an extra 45 minutes waiting for his.
Easily, we would be done, finished, eating our fry ups and everything else.
Have a coffee,
and he's still there, waiting for his mushroom omelette to turn up.
Fucking idiot. Yeah,
but tell us about your breakfast.
So, as a vegan. I can't eat a lot quite often because they just don't cater. So I had, I ordered beans on toast.
Yeah.
Standard meal. Yum, normal. Normal. Very nice. First day I got it, it was a bowl of beans, like a deep plate of beans with toast on the top. So beans on toast turns onto toast on beans.
Fair enough.
I can do that. That's fine. I can eat that.
Bit lazy.
European though, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so I get the same thing next day.
Yep.
It's fine. Absolutely fine. But then I realised on the third day, we're flying back.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be hungry, you know?
Yeah.
So I ordered double beans on toast. Well,
natural.
Toast on beans, as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
The gentleman who does our breakfast, he delivers it.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, what arrives at the table, but a bowl of beans...
A massive bowl.
A mixing bowl of beans.
Yeah.
With toast next to it. Four slices of toast, two brown, two white.
Cool.
Two for starter, two for dessert.
Yeah.
Very nice. Next to it. So my toast on beans has turned into mammoth toast next to beans. We've got a pic, we'll show you. But I will tell you one thing. I ain't having no different breakfast next time.
No.
That was an astonishingly good breakfast.
So,
toast near beans.
Toast near beans. Who
divided
knew?
Divided by porcelain. The love story made in the kitchen. So, along with the interviews we did, one of the characters that we liked to have around was the American lady from before.
Yes.
She hung around with us a lot. She actually offered to do the interview with Sean Worrell, a.k.a. Shane Bovril. And it turns out that she's a chat show host as well.
Yeah, who knew?
Who knew?
She gets around, that girl.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Now you know.
So interview number two, what we're going to do is, who are we talking to here?
Sean.
Hey, Sean.
LeSean.
And what's my name, everybody? Shout out.
What's Raquel. It?
Sally.
Raquel.
Wendy.
My name, Raquel, Sally, Wendy. Now, I'm here to ask you a few questions. Are you okay to answer them as best as you can?
Uh-huh.
So, we are currently in Amsterdam. What is your favorite kind of ham?
Ham.
Ham?
Ham.
Ham.
The ham in the windows. The red windows.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn.
He's a naughty one, ain't he? Now, this is my favourite time of the show. This is the part of the show where I get one of our guests to answer, one of our audience to ask one of the guests a question. Mm-hmm. Who in the audience would like to ask a question?
I got a question.
What's your question, boy?
I would like this question for Sean. Hello.
Hey.
What's your name?
Karipa.
Hey, Karipa.
Karipa, that's a pretty name. And what's
your question, Karipa?
What's a tunip?
Tunip.
A tunip. What do you mean by a tunip?
What is it?
Those pretty flowers?
Those pretty flowers.
Oh, you mean turnips.
You mean tulips. Tulips. Tulips.
Tulips are better than one, am I right? Am I right? Tulips. Now, I have three small boys, and they don't really like going outside much or anything like that. It's a bit icky. What was your favourite bit outside?
The cake.
You like the? Can you get the cake inside and outside?
And the ladies.
Oh, and there he goes again. I do apologise for, I guess, uncouth behaviour. And I also like to have...
And the ladies.
You need to find Jesus, boy, because it's naughty to say things like that. Have you seen any good music while you've been here?
Let's slap.
No. There was a lady, but we didn't understand what she said.
Sing the song.
Shane.
Let's slap. Let's slap. And then there was a. And then it was a let's slap.
Slop.
No, slap. What was she saying?
Slap.
Was she saying slap? Let's slap. Slop. Le schlappen.
Oh, that's funny. You guys are so funny. My favourite representative for politicians kind of thing is Donald Trump, because he's the one who is the most popular. Who's your favourite Pokemon?
Squirtle.
That's what the ladies do. In the windows.
You heard it here first, folks. And so, one thing I do like to do with my guests on my show is I like to give them a little present. And Craig, if you can bring over a little present, like a jelly bean or something. Ooh. Now, Shaunin, what's your favourite colour?
Favourite colour, Sean?
Green.
Green?
Green. I think it's probably white.
I think it's probably orange, isn't it?
I think it's probably orange and white.
Yeah, together.
No.
Yeah, I think that's your favourite colour.
No, I'm colourblind. They all look the same.
I think your favourite colour is white and orange.
Oh, I don't know about that. Ooh. So, I mean...
What have I got?
You got no chance.
Boogers?
It's boogers.
Are they together at the same time?
Oh, how do they get the taste of boogers?
Same time?
Both at the same time.
Is this a world exclusive?
This is first time on radio. He's eating both at the same time, folks. He's slurping it up. Describe to the people at home what you're getting.
Sweet. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, God. No.
What happened?
Fuck me up.
What's he looking at? I said,
can't hear it.
That was gross.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed the Cindy Lou show. We do have.
We love you, Cindy. Cindy with the fake tits.
And that's all from me. Goodbye, boys.
I still can't believe you made him have another jelly bean.
I'm so mean. But you know what? The best thing about listening to that again is I completely forgot everything that went on.
Yeah. I think that was quite late at night, that one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
I just... Sean is insatiable, isn't he?
He really is.
Any opportunity to talk about a lady, he's right in there.
Oh, absolutely impossible. Well, on the note of it getting quite late at night at this point, we did one more thing.
Did we?
Yeah, and I say we. It was more two of our friends.
I would like to... I'd like to mention here that we've had this idea for a show, a skit, a sketch, an idea of many forms, that there's a thing that we like to call Asian on Asian.
Yes.
And it's...
Which isn't as weird as it sounds.
It's equally as weird in a different way. Probably. It's not the Sean Worrell kind of weird. It's just a that was interesting, weird kind of idea. But we had an idea that Stuart Rowell, a Mongol of many races... would have a talk about his Indian heritage with Michael Basra.
Yes.
Who is the Sultan of Sultanas.
100%.
And this was an idea we came up with when them two were having a chat on the sofa. This was a little while ago. And they were just sort of talking about what it was like to be Indian. And then Asian on Asian was born. It's two Asians talking about being Asian. And the best thing about this trip is the fact that Stuart Rowell and Michael Basra bunked together.
Yeah.
Same bunk bed. And this gave us the idea that they kind of looked like they were in a Bengali prison. So we liked the idea that they could have their own show about two hardest Indian men in prison. And we thought, who else better than Richard Rowden to give them names?
Yes.
And that's what we did.
Yeah.
That is what we did.
And here it is, the first episode of...
Asian on Asian.
So, we've found Michael Basra and Stuart Rowell in bunk beds. They're on top of each other. And we felt that they looked a little bit like they should be in an Indian prison sketch. So now, welcome to the first ever episode of James and Jan.
It's not really any better.
James and Jan, they're on the run.
His name's Jan.
The stars of James and Jan are
James
and
Jan.
Now, how did you guys start this program up? What is this based on, true stories or is it not?
Yes.
James and Jan. What, the story of us being in a jail?
Yes, yeah, yeah, that story.
Tell them how your auntie's hair for the trading when they're making the wigs for the black girls.
Oh, John. You're a bloody genius, John.
Now, you got a very popular show back home in Britain. It's absolutely loved world over, especially in Britain. What's that, sorry, James?
What's it called?
It's your show. It's called James and Jan on the Run Together Again.
Is it on BBC?
No, well, not. I mean, not any of the good ones. BBC Three.
Okay.
BBC Three is moved to internet. No.
Oh, Jan, you know these things.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Huh? He knows everything.
Jesus.
You okay?
Okay, and so you're beloved in Britain, basically. And there's action figures, there's novelty cereals, there's your faces on children's lunch boxes, which they use to carry their medicine in.
Lovely.
Did you ever expect, when you were in the slums, let's go there, did you ever think you'd become these big, slums, massive BBC Three movie stars?
Yeah.
No, I always, you know, I always, you dream of these things when you're in the slums. Like, I was a slumdog millionaire without the millionaire bit. Until now with BBC.
Thank you, BBC.
We're very grateful. Love you. And this will make us millionaire.
So what I wanted to ask you, what is this series really about?
About James and Jan, we are in prison. And we back again for the second time. Second time, yeah.
Because we're very, very tough, hard criminal. So, what, man? So we give you a chance to see us in our prison. Where, you know, we run the shit.
And what kind of position, layer of respect do you hold in the prison?
Oh, the tip-top dogs. The tip-top dogs.
Tip-top. Cream of the crop.
So you've inspired a lot of kids. Everyone is raving about it. You're really, really good role models, apart from the fact that you're criminals. How do you break out? Because this seems to be a recurring theme. You're in prison, you get out of prison, then you break out of prison, you get back in prison. How do you come up? What's going on?
You know, if I can answer this one, I think the moral of the story is sometimes good people do bad things. It's okay.
We are good people, you know.
What are you in for?
The hair thing.
The hair?
Auntie Mildred's head thing.
The hair. We sell. What's the business, John? Tell them about it.
We get the hair, but because our hair is too coarse, but we have so many aunties that we borrow their hair because they grow back, you know. And then we sell it and they make wig.
They weave for...
They sell it, then they make wig.
They make track, what else? They make weaves.
They make a rope. A rope for... like... sea time rope, maritime rope, you know. We make. All kinds of ropes.
Oh, yes.
So, what is the worst thing you've done then? What is the worst thing you've done? Be honest. Come on, be honest. I don't want to. What is the worst thing? When you think worst and you think this isn't the one that you think, oh, this is the worst. That one.
Tell him the one. When you touched the thing. Tell him when you touched her piece. Tell him when you touched her.
Touch her where, man? I don't know what you're talking about.
God. He's embarrassed. Come on.
Tell him.
I don't know what you want me to say, man. What is the worst thing you've ever done?
But that's not it.
Touching the
touching the maid.
I don't know. I don't remember. You sure it wasn't my friend Chandu?
James, you were actually in some adverts beforehand, weren't you? Because there's the big popular ones in somewhere else. The Mango Lassi adverts.
Oh, yes.
The one that goes like...
tell me how it goes.
You know how it goes. It goes, ah, mango lassi, for when life not so good.
That's you, right?
You like this lassi? You tried this lassi?
It's not my thing, but...
But have you tried some?
Yeah, I've tried some.
Did you like it, John? Did you like the lassi?
I love the lassi, man. Come on.
Why you don't like the lassi?
My favorite flavor is the salt one.
That's what I mean. It's all salty yogurt I don't like.
I like the salty one. But it's not too good for my blood pressure. So sometimes I have the low-fat one. You know, the kulfi flavor one.
Kulfi
flavor one.
Tell me what kind of things are coming up for James and Jan in the future.
Well, you know, we've got season 2 coming out.
Season 2.
And we're even more tough in this season.
That's what it's called. That's what the second season called is feeling tougher.
When are you going to release your first album?
Oh, you mean a third album?
Oh, Richard, yeah, what album was that called again?
The Maracarenas.
And what kind of music do they play, Rich? Just so we can the audience at home can remember.
Hip hop and rap.
They call the Macarenas.
We are so
they play hip hop and rap.
So tough guy, man.
Does anyone want to? Do you want a beat and you can do some of the stuff off your new album? Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I'm such a big fan.
Hip hop, rap. What do you guys rap about?
We are being tough. What is life? Being tough life.
Okay. Still stuff. Who can give us a beat? So and with, what's your new track called? James and Jan. What's your new track called?
It's called Born to be Toughest in the Land.
And with Born to be Toughest in the Land, it's James and Jan.
Take it away.
What? Okay. Yeah.
Go on. With my beat. Yes, yes.
Yes. Oh. 1, 2, 3 roti on the plate. Yes, man. Okay. We are the toughest Indians in the land. Don't mess with me or you'll lose a hand. Coming with the second verse, Chard.
Chard?
Chard. I even thought yet. Freestyle. Yes. Burn like curry. When I come in the room, it's a curry. No, it's actually curry. My mom was cooking, but she bought me when she come visit in prison, and she give me curry.
That would be a good little line in the song.
It is a line in the song.
We're still in the song, man.
Yes, man.
Sorry.
What are you talking? What are you talking?
So just give us the chorus then.
Ah. Oh.
This is James and John.
And how long do you play for in your sets usually?
Usually these things go on for weeks, you know.
Sometimes we do them on the beach under the moonlight. So pretty. And we do the nose salts and go crazy, man.
It's a beautiful night.
In the toughest prison in all of Mumbai. Man, yes.
So tough. Bone in the back streets.
Get a little feel.
And never had any meat. Vegetarian steak.
That was a good verse.
Yes, was a good 32. Hot 16.
Add it to the track.
Hot 16. Spitting bars behind bars. My. That's it. Are gonna be our EP.
Eating bread.
Jam on toast.
So that was James and Jan. I know it was about a week long.
It was long.
But I think there's some merit in there. We had a lot of fun. These are some things that we wanted to do this for a little while, but we're going to start bringing these into sketch shows.
Yes.
We've decided that we're going to make a YouTube channel.
100%.
It's going to be silly. It's going to be dumb. But, you know, that's what we are. That's what we do best.
Yeah. And I think that's exactly it. We want to be able to do more things. And there's a lot of ideas we have that don't really translate onto the podcast.
Nothing translates on the podcast.
No.
And that's why it's great.
Yes, especially with me, yeah? Right?
Who are you?
I can't remember.
I wish we had James and Jan back.
I know. But I suppose on that note, James and Jan will be back.
It would actually be a really good episode to get James and Jan on for a full episode.
I think so.
We can talk all things Asian, birthy.
Rap.
Gold things, blackberries. Auntie's hair,
yeah.
Being tough is tip-top.
Tip-top.
You're so Indian, Craig.
What did I say in that episode?
In James and Jen?
No, the episode, Mr. Khan.
Oh, do you like spicy?
Do you like a spicy? We did that, actually, when we were away.
We did do a lot of that. Yeah. That was another good Richard Rowdenism as well.
Yeah.
We can't put that Rowdenism in there. No. Not in the podcast.
So that's it. that's the end of our podcast, our Amsterdam special.
What a special it was.
It was special.
We had some great times.
Yeah.
We had some great times.
But that's not it. We're back.
That is not it at all. We're going to bring out 12 episodes a week.
Yep.
For your listening pleasure. We apologise for the lack of podcasts.
Yes, I think that's what I was trying to get at.
Series 2 begins the next journey. We're going to put all of our efforts in. I've actually sold my house. I didn't have a house to sell. I sold somebody else's house to fund this project now. But as we say, with the YouTube channel, we're going to really go for that. Mm. And can you please tell us what you like and what you don't like? I know there's only one of you listening out there.
Yes. But only, like, yeah, well, I think it's Rodriguez, to be honest. I think Rodriguez. He's the only person who actually listens. I don't listen.
I don't even listen to Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Apart from his laugh.
But yeah, please let us know, because we do want to make this better for you, because we just laugh at each other anyway. It doesn't matter what we do, we laugh at each other. But we want to know which bits you find funny, so we can make it better. But like you said, this is the start properly now, season 2. We had our little kind of like up and down, kind of, we went off to Amsterdam. But we brought you this, so it's all good. We're
and
back.
There's some gold in there, boys.
You got some gold. But yeah, I think we'll wrap it up there. What do you think?
Let's wrap it up there.
Yeah.
And what did you think, Craig?
That was interesting.
You know what I thought it was?
What?
I thought that was damn interesting.
Nice.
You'd be like the little hard nut.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? First time caller. I just want to say, you guys showing up in Amsterdam sure is swell, because I ain't had no visitors for a long time. That's all I gotta say.
Okay, good.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.